Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Although much of the manufacturing world embraces technology, certain processes and outsourced solutions remain deeply rooted in long-established and inefficient traditions. Artificial intelligence has opened up the doors to innovation, efficiency, and improved revenues. And today we talk to a manufacturer, Mr. Jared Probst, president of Rapid Access and Finishing Services Resource. Hey, Scotty, CEO Rhonda DiBacci, for a look at how AI is transforming the manufacturing world. And thanks for joining us here today.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're both certainly more than welcome. Thanks for joining us here today and taking a moment to be with us. So for starters, Jared, if you would, what do you do at Rapid Access and why would you reach out to a resource like Kay Scotty? Let's start things off with that today.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rapid Access is a custom component manufacturer for OEMs. We support companies like Rivian, Thermo Fisher, and Google, just to name a few. So our specialization is to fabricate components quickly and competitively from customer-provided specifications. These specs usually come in the form of 3D files or 2D drawings. So a big aspect of this fabrication work, as well as this is included in our customer requirements, is that it oftentimes will include finishing services. So these types of finishing services are secondary operations. They can include, but they're not always limited to things such as anodizing or heat treating or paint. So some of these finishing requirements are harder to source than others, and that's really where we kind of do the handoff to Hey Scotty.
Yeah, thanks for that fine explanation, and that certainly makes a lot of sense and most helpful as well. Rhonda, also great to have you with us as well. And speaking of which, the term AI, artificial intelligence, gets thrown around quite a bit these days, more than ever. Can you tell us about AI's role in creating the high-speed finish source engine that is the Hey Scotty offering? Talk to us about that.
Well, AI is used with Hey Scotty to do one thing. It's used to create pricing and provide pricing to customers quickly and efficiently. With pricing, the problem is that you have this elaborate song and dance. Customers submit an RFQ, which costs them basically nothing. And you're the one who's doing the quoting. It costs you something to provide them a price. You've got to read the prints. You've got to do the instructions. And you have to worry about terms and conditions. So if it takes typically an hour to do the responding, and you typically only land a small percentage of these jobs, it's potentially such a time waster that you could be quoting forever and never land a job. So if there's a way that you could reduce that, and for the easy jobs, the small ones, if you could just make those go quickly and just, you know, give the person the price and, you know, let them decide quickly, yes or no, then what that does is that frees you up for doing the harder jobs, the ones that are juicier, the ones that can potentially give you more revenue, more customers, that kind of a thing. So AI can do that. AI can magically wave a wand and take those easy small jobs and it can provide your customers, potential customers, pricing very, very quickly based upon previous jobs. That's what AI does. It's a pattern matching thing. So if you have previously completed successful jobs and you can use that in your large language model to create valid prices for you, valid prices for your customers going forward for the easy, simple jobs. What you can do is AI can simplify that whole quoting process and make the simple stuff, take that off your plate and free you up for the harder stuff. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
It certainly does make sense and quite interesting to hear this conversation so far. Jared, if I understand correctly, you do quite a bit of custom work. Can you tell us more about the prototyping and specialty work that you do? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, pretty much everything Rapid Access touches is custom. So we have an assortment of fabrication services that we support. These include things like CNC machining, sheet metal, 3D printing, injection molding, and die casting, as well as some other services too. So what we typically do is that we take our customers from prototyping to production volumes within our offered service lines. So one of the things that makes Rapid Access unique in this is that we've still adhered to a build-to-print model where we put customer tolerance requirements that are included on the drawings first. This has kind of gone away over the years, and anybody who's built parts has seen this happen too. Some of our competitors cite general tolerance concessions and whatnot. We never do. We build to print. So as a result of that, we've been able to take on higher complexity work than most shops. And it's just been becoming more and more important over time as all these emerging technologies, they're pushing the limits of what can be engineered and what can be fabricated. So that's pretty much been our focus.
He's so true. He's so right. His stuff is extremely complicated. He is able to do stuff with extremely high tolerances. And I am every time I get a job from him, I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to do this? I mean, he's able to get some pretty primo quality work in.
Everything built to spec and everything's beautiful, you know?
That's right. That's the way to be. Right. Yeah.
Hey, I absolutely love it. Rhonda, thanks for chiming in as well. That certainly is. I really appreciate your point of view on that. Today, we're speaking with Jared Probst. He is the president of Rapid Access, a leading custom component manufacturing organization in the U.S., and Rhonda DiBacci, the CEO of Hey Scotty, an artificial intelligence-powered platform delivering superior sourcing options for manufacturing finishing services. They've both joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Rhonda, while we still have you, it seems to me it would be difficult to create a high-speed sourcing engine for custom manufacturing projects. What is the technology behind the Hey Scotty engine that makes this possible?
Well, I didn't do it all by myself. So it's based upon two big applications. One I'm sure you've heard of, Amazon SageMaker. And the other, I'm not sure if you've heard of, it's called Inception, and that's with an X. SageMaker, as you know, it's all about machine learning. It does machine learning workflow. You can build, you can train, you can deploy your large language models. And it's built, and Hey Scotty is also built on top of something called Inception. Inception uses the SageMaker platform, and it provides me with a platform that I can do my job in. So I have the AI from SageMaker. Inception integrates the SageMaker stuff along with integrated logistics. Inception is an industrial e-commerce platform, and it runs on AI, and Hey Scotty gets integrated logistics, ordering, invoicing, that kind of a thing, all those good e-commerce things. But instead of just being built upon a standard relational database, it's built upon an AI framework. It's easy to deploy. The functionality is great. And I can't say enough about AI. I think we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the technology is there for people who want to use it, but you have to have the data to begin with.
Yeah, there you have it. And that data piece is very, very important. Thanks for pointing that out. Now, this question can be for the both of you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And this is a bit of a blue sky question, if you will. But how do you see AI transforming the manufacturing industry, say, over the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I guess from where I'm sitting, I can only really speak to what I think will happen on the job shop side. And I mean, we're already kind of getting a taste of that through companies like Hey Scotty, which is that we do see an acceleration in our RFQ to quote process. So that obviously helps the customer to make decisions more quickly and more effectively. But I think more than that, over time, we're going to start seeing AI be able to more effectively read customer provided data, such as those 3D files and drawings that I mentioned at the beginning. And I do hope that we get to the point where we're able to see our machine shop start being able to do things like taking a quote and immediately set up and program the actual equipment. That should drive costs down, shorten lead times for customers across the board. And, you know, it's not to suggest that Rapid Access is the only person considering this, because quite a few organizations are. So I expect that we can see over the next 5 years an acceleration in everything from quoting to production, really.
So, yeah, thanks, Jared. Let me tag on to that. So AI is digitally data driven. And so I see that within the next 5 years, the things that you already have your data digitized in will be more AI friendly. So you've got digital data in your ERP system. You have digital data in your PLM system. You have digital data in your MES system. These systems and the software developers who are building them are building AI into them right now. You as a manufacturing professional are going to be able to take advantage of AI using these existing systems. So I would suggest that if you want to get on the AI bandwagon, and if you want to be able to take advantage of all the benefits that AI is going to give you, make sure that your data is digital. Make sure that you put it into some kind of system, because what you're going to be able to do once all of this is in a system is it's going to make these systems, which right now are really record-keeping systems. They're really just keeping track of what you do. But what they will do is they will make these systems more intelligent. Let me give you one example. RMA tracking, RMA, return material authorization. That's when customers, something's wrong with the product in the field, they send it back to you to fix it. It's always such a problem to try and find why something failed. It's there in the data, but if you're running an ERP system or an MES system and you have all of this, it's very difficult to suss out. AI is going to be able to help you do root cause analysis on RMAs, and you are going to be able to find out where the root cause is, and more importantly, those design parameters that are going to be modified based upon this failure analysis will be able to automatically be put into your next product development iteration. So I'm thinking that if in the next 5 years, the stuff that's going to be AI'd is going to be the stuff that's already digitized, and you're going to start being able to, you as a manufacturer, are really going to be able to take advantage of it then.
Well, we certainly appreciate the both of you joining us here today. Jared Propes on behalf of Rapid Access, and also Rhonda DeBacci of Hey Scotty for all the information shared and insight shared as well. Jared, if you would, and also Rhonda, tell us where folks can get more information on Rapid Access and also on Hey Scotty.
Well, Hey Scotty is Hey Scotty, HeyScottie.com. And I'm on LinkedIn, Rhonda DeBacci. Last name is spelled D like in David, I, B like in boy, A-C-H-I.
And for Rapid Access, that's just Rapid Access. That's RapidAxis.com. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. Jared, J-A-R-E-D, Probst, P-R-O-B-S-T.
That's about as straightforward and easy as it gets. And of course, we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Jared and Rhonda, again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with both Jared Propes, the president of Rapid Access, a leading custom component manufacturing organization in the U.S., and Rhonda DeBacci, the CEO of Hey Scotty, an artificial intelligence-powered platform delivering superior sourcing options for manufacturing finishing services. And for all the details on Hey Scotty, visit HeyScotty.com. And on Rapid Access, it's RapidAxis.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.